From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the United States must see some sort of positive action from North Korea before any discussions to lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula can begin. After an emergency closed-door briefing among members of the U.N. Security Council, Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is not a rational person, and the council is not ruling anything out in its reevaluation of North Korea.
So what I can tell you is the stance of the United States is that we are reevaluating how we are going to handle North Korea going forward, and we are making those decisions now, and we will act accordingly.
North Korea fired four ballistic missiles into the sea off Japan's northwest coast on Monday. Insurgents disguised as doctors attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital, Kabul, Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens. Security forces quickly surrounded the facility, killing all of the insurgents by the end of an hours-long siege. Witnesses said the attack began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the Sardar Mohammad Daoud Khan Hospital. Islamic State loyalists claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi soldiers on Wednesday recaptured a prison outside Mosul that had been controlled by Islamic State jihadists and was reportedly used for hundreds of executions. The securing of that jail came as part of a mission to retake West Mosul. The Islamic State group reportedly has moved some of its high-ranking commanders and their families from its de facto capital of Raqqa to the nearby Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor. That move came as U.S.-backed forces continue their push toward Raqqa, where IS fighters have been in control since 2014. This is VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting that seven major groups representing doctors and hospitals are opposing the new Republican health care plan. The Post also reports that the American Medical Association is rejecting the bill. The opponents worry that there would be a sharply lower number of people covered under the new plan than are currently insured under Obamacare. Thousands of women from across the United States took the day off Wednesday to show their economic value in a move that coincided with International Women's Day. The event was dubbed by organizers as a day without women. That was the sound in New York City. Organizers of the Women's March there held another rally before embarking on a march that passed by several important landmarks in the women's rights movement. At least 19 girls were killed Wednesday when fire swept through a Guatemalan shelter for children. Before the fire, there had been a rebellion by the young people housed at the overcrowded Virgen de Asuncion home for children. Several dozen people were injured. Bolivian President Evo Morales signed a law Wednesday doubling the amount of land that can legally be used to grow coca plants. Coca plants are used to make cocaine, and the leftist leader told the public that coca beat the United States. He said he wanted to show that his nation would not bow to the will of the U.S. Top legal scholars say the fight for South Africa to stay in the International Criminal Court is just beginning, a day after the government officially revoked its notice of intent to withdraw from the War Crimes Court. That decision came after a South African court ruled last month that the notice given by South Africa's cabinet was unconstitutional and that the matter needed to go through Parliament. African nations have frequently accused that court of targeting Africans. Germany's foreign minister, Sigmar Gabriel, said Wednesday that his country and Turkey want to see their relations improve. He spoke to reporters in Berlin, where he hosted a meeting with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu after a week of disputes. German officials were angered by Turkey's president when he accused Germany of Nazi practices. Gabriel said he made it clear that making comparisons to Nazi Germany is a line that must not be crossed. The United States has for the first time publicly accused Russia of deploying a cruise missile in violation of an arms control agreement. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman General Paul Selva confirmed on Capitol Hill that deployment violates the spirit and intent of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Selva's remarks Wednesday before the House Armed Services Committee were the U.S. military's first public confirmation of reports last month that Russia had secretly positioned the weapons. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.